I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Voice of the Martyrs Korea has gathered more than 5,000 signatures for the petition on behalf of missionary Park Tae-young. Eric Foley with VOM Korea says that in January, after decades of faithful service in Russia, 70-year-old Park was stopped on her way home to South Korea. Since then, she's been in a Russian holding facility facing alleged immigration charges.
She says that while she's reading her Bible daily and she's confident in the Lord, she just wants to come home.
The charges against Park are a mask for Russia's underlying issue, her missionary work among children. But your advocacy can make a difference.
In even basic ways, like signing a petition, we express that we know what's happening and we're going to speak the truth about it.
Pray for favor as VOM Korea delivers the petition to the Russian embassy this week. And today they're here, tomorrow elsewhere, but the gospel finds them there too. These are the traveling Argoba people of Ethiopia, an unreached Muslim group of no more than 250,000. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
they're in the middle of a massive tribal conflict between these majority other people groups.
Farming and trade shape the Argoba people's daily lives. But as their patches of land and resources are being threatened, they're forced to move. Here, ministry partners with local believers to distribute solar-powered audio Bibles in their language. As a result, the Argoba people are coming to know Jesus as they hear the gospel.
And it's because of the hands and feet of brave Ethiopian nationals who are going into these areas.
Pray for the Argoba of Ethiopia to know their Savior. And pray for the gospel workers who pursue them wherever the road leads. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.